Welcome to the Leaked Cosplay Podcast.
You got it all wrong.
And we're keeping this.
Did you know I was going to say that at that time?
Yeah, I was counting in my head.
I was like,
do you wind up?
Welcome to the 22nd episode of the Elite Cosplay
Podcast.
It's okay. We'll just leave it in. Episode 22. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
You already know who I am.
Oh, that's Kyle. We want to apologize about our mics, or Kevin and I's mics last week. We saw it being recorded on our program, and so it was working, and then when we popped it into edit,
You can't hear it.
We were silent.
Yeah, so it was because we were streaming. We have different settings between the streaming mics and the podcasting mics. And I forgot that the two streaming mics were in a different mode than So fixed this week, hopefully.
Yeah, my streaming mic did not work either when we were streaming.
Oh right, that's a different issue altogether.
Okay.
But we're back now.
Yay!
Rebecca is not here this week.
Rebecca's feeling ill today, so I just said, just stay home. She said, I'll try to make it. I'm gonna hobble to the drugstore and pick up some DayQuil. And I was like, girl, just stay home. Get out of here.
Gotta get the DayQuil.
I was like, I don't want to be around you anyways. Like, I'll just get mad because this is pretty, you know, small table.
Yeah, very small table.
Yeah. Oh, I finished Fanime Pictures on Monday,
officially,
I think.
Officially.
So yay,
you need
go
to
look
put
at those.
A post on Facebook for that.
Link. And Rebecca and I played Octodad last weekend.
Yes,
live streaming on our Twitch,
which is still up on our Twitch right now.
Yeah,
yep, still there.
Twitch.tv/EliteCosplay. If you want to watch it, it was pretty hilarious because we had no idea what the fuck we were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bought anything on Steam sale?
I finally have, yes. Okay. I bought New Vegas, which I've been wanting to have for a while.
Kevin said you liked that one.
I love it. But I started playing it, and I realized why I stopped playing it. Because walking everywhere takes forever.
You know, there's a fast travel mod.
But you have to find it. There's a mod, yeah, but if you play the game how it's actually meant to be played, you have to walk to every location I've discovered first. Just like Skyrim. And my god, I the first, like 10 quests took me, like, 3 hours because I was walking every single place.
Is it pretty slow walking?
It's slow. What?
Well, you're carrying too much if you're slow walking.
No, I'm not overcovered. No, not slow walking. It's just a matter of, like, everything is so far apart. And it's meant for you to discover and, you know, walk around the wasteland and go discover things. But yeah, it was just. Yeah, it took me a while. But I'm still playing it. I already used a little mod. I jumped to one of the expansion packs, and I realized I'm not supposed to yet because I'm. It's not that I'm too low of a level. It's just, I think the game scales with you. But it was just like, I got killed right away. I was like,
it's like when we all played Terra and tried to attack that lizard. And we were like, nope.
Yeah. Do you remember, like, well, what was up with that level we went to? The level we stopped playing because of that level. It was like that dungeon, and we just could not.
And then I had to watch a video about it, and I realized that there's this one area where you're just literally not supposed to attack people because they'll just overpower you.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You literally have to sneak by, and then you continue on, and I was like, what kind of game is that? Like,
I know, we got stuck. I think we tried, like, what, 4 or 5 times?
They've released a bunch of new levels now, too.
I know. We're so far behind that game. But
and it's on Steam now, too.
Terra?
Yeah.
But is it free?
Well, it's free.
Okay,
it's free.
Yeah. Well, we already have it, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Well, we deleted
it. You can port.
But,
well, your account still exists.
Yeah, my account still exists. Yeah, they just deleted a bunch of accounts. So, like,
really?
If you hadn't signed in since, like, September 2014 or something like that.
It's been a while for us.
But not that long.
Yeah.
But it was like, we're deleting your account. I was like, no, we're okay.
Yeah.
The Leroy Jenkins crew is okay.
Yeah. I can't believe we got that clan name.
I know, and it's spelled correctly.
Yeah.
No space, no under dash thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we got a piece of chicken.
Yeah, and we got a fried chicken.
Yeah.
And Kevin or Kyle, you were mad at it. You're like, that's like a stock fried chicken picture.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't in a white box. That was the worst part.
Well, so in Terra, you can make a guild?
Yeah, a guild.
Yeah, so we're Leroy Jenkins, and I was like, okay, well, we got to get fried chicken. And so I just Googled fried chicken, and there's this white picture, like white background with like a drumstick or whatever.
It looks like a white picture with a yellow smear across the middle of it. That's all it looks like.
And so I was like, sweet, that's our icon. So it's our little icon for our guild. And Kyle's was like, what is that, Holly? What is that?
It was quite disappointing.
What did you want? Maybe I should have just put the KFC logo on.
Yeah, there was something. That would have been even more. Yeah, that would have been better.
Anyway, New Vegas. What else did you get?
Did you play 3?
No, I played a little bit like an Xbox, my friend's place, but I never got past Megaton.
Because I know people that played 3 and then that played New Vegas, like, hated New Vegas.
Really? I love New Vegas. The way it plays is very, very fun. Mm. So, yeah, I played that with all the expansions. I paid the extra $5 for that.
Wow.
And then I got Borderlands 2.
Did we?
Okay, you got Borderlands 2 because the last time you said you got Borderlands.
No.
And I was like, uh-oh, hopefully you got 2.
He meant 2.
Okay. Nobody buys. Too far back in time.
Okay, good. So I got 2 with all the expansions.
Yeah, Game of the Year edition.
Yeah, exactly. And then that's the only games I really bought. Everything else I wasn't really, like, it was a little bit too expensive still for me, or I just didn't really want it at all, you know? Like, Kerbal, I was like,
It's on sale today.
How much is it normally?
It's like 40 something.
Yeah,
40.49.
I've been watching a lot of videos on it, and it just looks obnoxiously annoying to play.
That's the problem.
It does. Kevin played a demo.
Yeah, I played a demo.
It seemed okay,
and then it's like, I'm not creative enough. This is like Minecraft situation where it's like,
you don't just create a rocket in space. That's easy enough. You have to create things in the land and do all stuff. And like, for me, having that kind of game where it's like you make one tiny mistake and you lose like 20 minutes of work.
Yeah,
that knows
yeah,
that's
but you can just revert. Like, yeah, you can go back.
It's still, I'd be frustrated. I'd be like, I have to do this all over again and figure out the math.
And it's so twitchy and touchy and everything. Yeah,
but it's real physics.
Real enough. Physics.
So I think more intelligent people than me would like.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I feel like I'm not smart enough. Like, it's all, it's just so.
Yeah. I'm sure if I, well,
Apopsis.
If you need to have, Apopsis and us, the other one, yeah. But you definitely need to have patience to, like, learn it. You need to play the tutorials, learn all the buttons, learn all the commands, learn how it flies, and learn the Apopsis and all that jazz.
Learn physics.
Yeah. But it's, it's one of those games not worth for me. And same with City Skylines. Like, I was going to buy it.
City Skylines is, like, to me, it's so satisfying. And there's a button you can click for unlimited money. So then you're just like, bitch.
Yeah.
Because, like, I would do it the regular way.
Yeah.
And, like, do, you know, the taxes. Like, you start off with, like, 50 grand or something. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, okay, I have to build these roads so people can get to my town. And then I have to build houses so people come to my town. And I have to build the industry. And, like, you build it up like that. And then Kevin's like, well, you know, I was getting traffic jams, which are a problem because then my garbage wasn't getting to the people.
Yeah.
And so Kevin's like, well, you need a roundabout because you have too many, like, stoplights. Mm. And so roundabouts cost, like, a dick load of money. And you also have to, like, clear out, like, huge areas for them. Yeah. And so we're, like, trying to fit this roundabout with, like, his overpass. And it was like, no money, no money, no money. And then my town was just, like, deteriorating. And people were dying. And, like, the corpses were in the houses. Oh, and I was just like, oh, my God. And so my dad bought it because I kept talking about it. And he's like, oh, man, look at my town. And he's like, send me pictures. And it's like, fucking huge. And I was like, I've been playing this for like weeks. And you have a bigger town than me. And I was like, what's going on? And he's like, well, there's this button you can click and it's unlimited money. And I was like,
that like defeats the whole purpose of the game,
because I'm making a replica of Paris and I need unlimited money.
Oh, okay. So you're not playing the game to play the game. You're playing the game to recreate stuff.
I played the game to play the game at first, and I've remade my town like 20 times because at first there was no sewage because I didn't understand that there needed to be sewage. So I was like, oh, okay, let's back it up. Figured out the sewage and water and air or electricity situation because that took a while. And then I was like, and then just shit just kept happening and happening and happening. And then finally Kevin was like, your town is so stupid, Holly. He was like yelling at me.
Wow.
He's like, you want me to fix your town? You gotta get more money and then I'll help you.
And then
he was like yelling at me about my town on City Skylines.
There were issues with it. And then there was also the save issues. Like, I told she would just save over the same file. I'm like, no, you need to do different versions so then you can roll back.
I was doing it.
I told you that a lot. Well, one of the earlier conversations we had was
because I would just make a new one. Because when I first started playing, I made like 5 new towns.
You get boom.
No.
Call it day.
And that's there's a City Skylines Reddit, obviously. And there was someone made this funny drawing of like, so you'll build stuff because you have to. Like, you can't like just. You have to build it, like, pretty stupidly at first if you're doing it the natural way because you have to set shit up.
Yeah, you get started, yeah.
Yeah, and so later, you obviously have to tear stuff down.
Yeah.
And so there's this thing. It was, I don't know, it's not probably not funny to anybody else, but it was, like, a drawing, and it was, like, coming
cartoon.
Through. Yeah, and it was, like, this, it was, like, a bulldozer, and it was, like, someone's house, and they were, like, running away from that. And that's what you do, you just, like, rip people's houses up, and you're just like, bye!
Nice. I had to do that a couple times.
And there's a little sad face.
Oh, you're like, I'm sad, you destroyed my house.
Yeah.
I did that on SimCity 4, though, and it seemed like, I mean, well, maybe it's a little more difficult in City Skylines, because in Sim 4, if you want a highway in the middle of the city, you just throw that bitch in, and it just blows it away for you.
You have to destroy first.
You have to destroy. There's this little bulldozer button, and you go dunk, 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 and it goes boom, 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 boom. And it's a really satisfying noise. And then all these red sad faces pop up.
Okay.
And then you're like, oh, okay, bye. And then you build another whatever you're trying to build.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, because like that. I guess that makes a little difference, because SimCity, I just, like, threw a highway in the middle of my city. Like, whenever it got big enough, I just threw a highway from end to end of the map.
Yeah.
And I just, like, all right,
see, that's nice. But, I mean, this is supposed to be, like, more real. Like, you have to tear it up and then put it in. And, like, there's ones where, like, if you have too many educated people, then they won't work at places like gas stations or, like, convenience stores.
Tricky,
and then
tricky.
If you have too many uneducated people, they can't work at the office. You know, it's like... And, like, if you want a farm, you have to build houses out there, and you can't build a school because farm people can't be too educated, because then they'll try to go into the city and work in an office building. It's
nuke
crazy.
It. That's when you hit the nuke it button. Like, we're not here, people.
You literally have to make slums where there's, like, crime and, like, not enough police. It's really interesting.
Wow.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going back to SimCity 4. SimCity 4 is much easier and funner.
Well, people said... Isn't it four people who weren't satisfied by SimCity?
Yeah.
Well, not four. I don't know.
No, not four. Or City.
Well, whatever the newest SimCity is.
Yeah. I think it's called SimCity.
Is it?
I guess they really messed
four
up.
Four was like the best one. That was back in like middle school for me.
Well, it's on sale today.
SimCity
Whoa.
4? Yeah. How many dollars?
I don't know.
$20.
I remember I bought it. Or, I had the CD still back at our parents' place.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't work on my computer anymore. So maybe hopefully the new version will
work.
Well,
it's for sale today. Right, so.
If it's doll hairs, I might buy it.
Off topic. When are your parents moving?
They were initially supposed to move like today, pretty much. I mean, it's supposed to be mid-June.
Yeah.
But it seems like they got pushed back like July. Because they keep changing little stuff here and there.
God.
So yeah, they're going to get pushed back a little bit. But
Kevin and Kyle's parents they're building their own house.
Don't tell them about our personal lives.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Well, it's affecting my life sometimes. Because we're going to go visit them when
Dan or someone want to come along too.
That's going to be awkward.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there when they're there. Okay. Okay.
I don't
like it when there's too many people. Like I get like, you know, and like, where are they going to stay?
Good
you
point.
Know.
Okay, next time I'll make multiple trips because a couple of my other friends want to go as well. So, yeah, we'll make multiple trips. Anyways.
Just, it's like all Kyle's friends in their house that they made smaller because they're downsizing.
Okay, it's not exactly that small of a house, but... No,
yeah, but
Dan
they don't have
and,
as many rooms as they do now.
Yeah, they have three rooms.
Yeah.
So, but we have lots of living rooms. Three rooms, but two gigantic living rooms.
The downstairs.
So they can sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
But I don't know, mom and dad like Dan. I mean, he eats all the food, and they're very happy that he does
that. Yeah, but I like going to your parents' house and eating all their food and like not having Dan eat my portions, you know? Well, they won't make enough food, and then I'll get sad.
I don't know. You never know. Mom and dad might be like, yes, cook all the food.
Eight different dishes.
Yeah, this is their stir fry motion.
And maybe your dad will be on good behavior.
Maybe. Instead of yelling at him. Anyways.
So, actually, one bit of cosplay that we're going to talk about today. So, we know that I think it was McCall's or Simplicity, the
Yohan patterns.
Well, no, there's that. Oh, okay. And there was, like, the Japanese schoolgirl pattern that we talked about, like, months ago that came out.
Okay.
And that was a big deal because that's, like, a really good base pattern for a lot of
cosplay. Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
I think it's Simplicity. I'm sorry if I'm wrong. Is going to release a Sailor Moon. Like, literally, it's Sailor Moon. And so it has the whole white. Didn't we talk about this? No.
Huh.
It's brand new.
Why is Sailor Moon so big all of a sudden? I feel like there's
a reboot,
huge.
I think.
Oh, was
Wait,
it a
what?
Reboot?
Yeah, there's a reboot anime.
Oh.
That happened
I didn't
like
know
a
that,
year or two ago.
Oh.
I think that was like the. You know, and people really like nostalgic things.
Mm.
You know, oh, my childhood, I watched Sailor Moon. Because they're all our age or around it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, you know, that was what I, you know, as a little girl, I really loved that. And, you know, I mean, Ray on Rooster Teeth likes Tuxedo Mask.
He does.
Oh, is that a character?
Yeah.
Oh,
he throws roses. That's why, you know, in the Minecraft videos, he's always throwing the roses.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he does in
Sailor Moon.
He just throws roses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense then. Okay.
But, and I mean, it's like the whole, you know, the white top with the bulbousy, like, hip things and the skirt. I mean, and so I know a lot of, there's people on Etsy or cosplayers that sell their own patterns that they've made.
Okay.
But this is like an official, you know, like, pattern that you can get at freaking Joann's or wherever your local fabric store is. That's crazy to me. I mean, that's like a cosplay.
Exciting.
Yeah,
that's
just saves you time.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's all right here. I don't have to like combine like five different
patterns. So are you saying that Sailor Moon cosplays will soon be a cop-out.
Do you think they already are?
I don't think
no.
it's a cop-out, necessarily.
Well, I mean, think
no.
about, it's a difficult outfit for me to make.
What's her name? That we shoot all the time.
Haley,
yes.
Yeah. She, I think she's going to do, like, every single
I thought
one.
She's almost done with all of them. I thought we was taking a...
I think she's done, like, every single of the girls.
Of the Sailor Moon.
Yeah, because she's making... I know she made one for Anime Expo.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember which one. Sorry.
Isn't just... Aren't they the same costume minus, like, the color?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, the color and the bow and the gem is, like, different, but...
I think the skirts are slightly different between them, too, and the boots.
Oh, it might be. Yeah, and their shoes are different. They're all different shoes.
So it's
they have boots
close,
and,
but different.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Makes sense.
The base, like, silhouette is the same, mm-hmm. but, yeah, I think it's a little bit different. But,
That'd be a lot easier for a lot of people to jump into it, though, I feel, you know?
Yeah, and it's very to me, it's really intimidating, because there's, like, this weird, like, I don't know what to call it. There's, like, this tube thing on the hips above the skirt. I don't know what to call it. That's the best I can do.
That's like, pull it up.
Tube. Oh, like a pipe or something.
Yeah, it's like, it looks like pipe, and
piping.
But it's in the it's
not
in
a pipe,
the
like you, but
it's in the pattern, and
is
I'm
it?
Like, wow, you know, that could be make it a lot easier for people who maybe can't figure it out.
Well, it's good that they're addressing that a lot of people that buy their patterns use it for
oh,
costume
they know.
Making.
They know,
but then
the,
why would they not?
They're
well,
tapping into
the,
their market.
The licensing
yeah,
shit,
yeah.
Yeah, I wonder, did they...
They must have
they
allowed
them. Because it's like, she has, like, the wig on, and she has the little
So it is, like, it's
thing.
An official...
It's got... Yeah. I mean, they don't call... I don't think they call it... I think they call it, like, Magical Girl or whatever.
Yeah. That's also copy written by a different anime, though.
Pirate Titan.
No.
Magical Girl?
I thought that was... Madoka?
Yeah.
I don't think they copyright Magical Girl. That's like a... That's, like, just, like, a term.
Well, I don't know. You can copyright
that
phrase.
When you use it
phrase.
In a, when you use it in a way of cosplay,
yeah.
You use it in a way of blah.
Do you think they
copy...
I don't know. Maybe.
Wrote it... I don't know what the password
I don't know.
Past
maybe.
Tense that is.
Maybe.
In English or in
maybe
Japanese?
Maybe. Is it copywritten? That's
yeah.
what you want.
Is it copywritten? Is it trademarked?
Yes. Maybe.
So
no,
it's
Magical
is
Girl.
It
so
anyway.
Kevin's gonna get one.
So,
that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Kevin's gonna become Sailor Moon. Or
oh,
Sailor,
yeah.
Or Sailor
Kevin's gonna cosplay... Sailor or Venus, you know.
Venus.
Going
Mars.
Beep, beep, beep. Mars. You like Mars? The red?
Yeah, the red. So, on
yeah.
that
anyways,
note.
that was what I was excited to talk about. That's been going on right now. So, I mean, obviously the ones we talked about before, like the Yaya Han one and this one are really opening up, I think, other brands or this brand to do more cosplay type things. I don't know. Because there's a lot of cosplay phases that happen,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm,
like, there's
mm-hmm.
the popular cosplay and then it goes away. But the Sailor Moon one has been around for a while, so they probably were like, okay, this one's
well,
worth
I mean,
it
doesn't really cost them anything, really, to do
it's
it.
It's a bit of fabric.
Well, I'm just saying, like...
No,
like,
no it's like a pattern, so it's just printed out on a sheet of paper.
Oh,
and
then they go out... Okay, that's what you're
yeah,
saying, yeah,
so it's like, it literally costs
do you know
them,
how much patterns cost full
yeah,
price?
Yeah, like... $30,
like
40
16
bucks.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
it's a little
16
higher.
To 16 to 20 bucks
for a sheet of paper.
Yeah, for sheets of paper. I mean, someone did have to make it.
For those lines
yeah,
in that certain
yeah.
direction and all that.
But so that's why everybody gets them on sale because when they're on sale, they're like $4. So
fair
it's
enough.
Like, yeah.
But then you have unlimited uses of that, right? I mean, you can print it off as many
yes,
times.
Yes, but it's
okay.
really a flimsy paper, so you gotta like. Cut the pattern out on a nice paper
and
then save it, you know?
Gotcha,
so I know people that like laminate
it. Also, it's not digital.
So.
You actually buy the pieces
yeah.
of paper from Joanne and say,
yeah, it's like a little
booklet.
It's a little packet. Yeah.
Gotcha,
and you pull it out and it's like see-through paper. And
Xerox.
You find your size, you know, like your measurements on there and you cut it out. Like, it has like different codes. I don't know what
gotcha.
You call it.
Yeah.
Patterns.
Cool.
Whatever. Yeah. So, I mean, what I'm saying is they wouldn't, like, make a pattern necessarily for, like, Kill la Kill or something, because that could be, you know, a temporary phase,
yeah.
right? So, I feel like they're doing more classical or more things that have been cosplayed
timeless.
A lot.
Werewolf-all.
What?
I don't know. It's withstood the test of time.
I mean, they have the old ones, like Cinderella and Snow White all the time in there.
Right,
and,
but that's
and
Halloween stuff. I mean,
yeah,
that falls in
they're Halloween. Nice. They're nice patterns. It's not like they're like.
Or you could wear that to a regular event. Just a ball gown dress.
I just have to.
I'm not Cinderella. This is like my dress.
You could, yeah.
I'm not Belle. Get out of here.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah, if you made the Belle dress in like black, like I don't think people would really.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Is no one would know. Like if you made the
that
Cinderella
is a
dress.
Very expensive. That'd be like very expensive dress.
No.
It depends on what you make it out
make
of.
Make a lot tough. Just
yeah.
swap
huge,
it up.
Though.
Yeah. That doesn't mean it's expensive.
Mm. No. You can get shiny fabrics for pretty cheap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Half-assing. I see.
Yeah. Kyle's disappointed.
Yeah. Thought you guys were better than that. That's okay.
No, I'm cheap. It's
yeah.
really disappointing when you find like the perfect fabric and it's like $20 a yard. And you're like...
Is that expensive? I don't know what... fabrics go
like,
for?
To
for
make
yard?
Like a dress is like quite a few yards.
I'll put it this way. Your shirt is probably about a yard and a half to 2 yards
so
of fabric.
Yeah, so that's like $10.
So if it was
$20, it's cotton, you know, yeah.
If it was the fancy fabric, it's $20 a yard. That would be like $30 for your shirt.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
But that's expensive fabric. And
but
this
we're talking
about China. Chisus.
Chisus.
What?
Cheap suits.
Oh. Is that what they say when you
like Rush Hour 3 or something like that? Walking around.
I thought that was your Hong Kong experience.
All right, so I'm going to take over now and say this episode of the Elite Podcast, the Cosplay Podcast, is brought to you by Pinky Paradise. Currently, Pinky Paradise has a sale of buy a random contact or surprise contacts and get them for $13.90 plus shipping to your country. The contacts are surprise, so you can get almost. We don't know what
you
get.
If you don't care what color,
yeah. If you don't care what color, and you just want some colored contacts, yeah, it's a pretty good deal.
Maybe it'll inspire a cosplay.
It could.
You like? I have these yellow contacts. This chick has yellow eyes. Let's go.
Yes. So you can visit that. You can help us and help the podcast along by going to elitecosplay.com/pinkyparadise.
Yes.
To get your contacts.
And you can also order regular ones, and they come in cute little animal cases.
They do come with cute little animal cases.
And that hair,
hair thing.
Do you still use that?
I lost it somewhere recently. I'm very
sad. Seriously, definitely made for Asian hair.
Yeah.
Like, what I call it, like, hair Velcro. It's so your bangs get pushed out of the way so you, like, wash your face or, like, do makeup
or
just
contacts
get it
in.
Yeah.
Or
just get it out of your face. And I put it in my hair, and my hair is so fine. It was just, like, tangle. And I was like, oh. And then Kevin's like,
Whoa!
Like,
yeah,
it just pulls through.
Yeah, it's awesome. You can pull it straight out.
Yeah,
it's no problem.
But it's literally like Velcro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's always the gift that comes with your contacts, if you wanted to know. But I'm always excited to get my contacts because, like, there's always a different animal. There's always, like, a hippo or a frog or...
You have an elephant one.
We have
right?
an elephant one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that one's cool because it's actually... And you can, like, grab onto it and unravel.
These are
unravel.
Contact cases for those that are wondering.
Yes. So, and they come in fun colors.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
It's pretty awesome.
Okay, so I just got to say something. So we're filming this podcast a day early because my dad's birthday is this weekend.
Hi, Jim.
And, hello. I don't know. I wonder if he watches this. He goes to all our live streams.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
But,
he makes comments very obvious.
Yes, he does. I always ask really obvious questions. wow, cool stream. But so we're like, okay, well, we gotta do the podcast early because the lunch is gonna be the same time as our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Just got a text just this moment. Gotta meet a little later tomorrow. Is that okay? Dad.
Yeah.
I moved this podcast just for you, and now it was all in vain.
That's your birthday present now. We moved it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
okay.
I'm gonna return your present that we really got you.
And get you a pity present.
Yeah.
Here's a gift
yeah.
card.
Boo.
Couldn't think of anything.
Pretty upset right now. Anyways, yeah.
But it's also Father's Day, too, so that's...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a double down. Doubling down on this.
We
event.
Already going to visit our parents.
That's why I like my dad's birthday, because it's always next to Father's Day, so it's like, combo!
Yep.
Done.
But see, Kevin, I went to go visit Mom on Mother's Day, and you did not, so...
I sent Mom flowers, so...
Yeah, but I said my name, too.
Yeah.
Except they forgot to put on the bottom, like, ... also happy Mother's Day.
Oh, they didn't?
No, they left that love Kevin and Kyle, and then they didn't put the dot ellipses... Also happened.
I wonder if they ran out of room.
It might have.
Or they were like, I don't know if they really want that.
Yeah,
so I'll
exactly.
Take that out. Anyway, yes.
Anyway, I sent my mom Mother's Day flowers, and it's like her freaking like Facebook. What do you call it? Like
a banner.
Banner.
Yeah. Our mom was like, "Why'd you spend money on that?"
I know your mom's like upset. My mom's like, "Oh my god!" And then she texts me the other day. She's like, "Go look at my banner." I was like, "Oh, there it
Jeez.
Is."
Yeah.
It's right. Nice though. I mean,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Do you think they have the Steam sale end on Father's Day on purpose this year?
Why? So you can pay attention to your dad?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Do dads actually play video games? Yeah, you guys did.
We bought a lot of video games.
We've bought a lot, and we still have money because Kevin got a gift card.
Also, surprise. So Kevin and I will also be doing a stream here. Maybe not this weekend, but in the future we're planning for a stream. Just you know, brothers playing. So we're gonna be playing lots of different games together.
Elite Cosplay Bros.
Yeah, Elite Bros.
Elite Bros.
Cosplaybros.com. Yeah.
Well, Kevin and I
got just in case.
we should get before we do this, send this podcast out.
Yes.
Got Lego Harry Potter. Years 5 through 7, the best years. I wonder what years 1 through 4 are. Like, it'd be so boring.
No, they said it was good. They said the game was good.
Yeah, they said 5 through 7 was the best. They said, of all the Lego
games. So we started playing it, but now we want to live stream it because it's pretty funny because there's no, like, instructions really on what to do.
They don't tell you, like, there's no go here. Like, your objective is to go here.
So we're just, like, running around classrooms, like, just blowing shit up, and then we're like, is this what?
Yeah, it's super confusing.
And then I get mad, like, I never want to be Ron, because when he jumps, he makes, like, this wheezing noise.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, Harry's like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
And right. Hermione's like, ah. And then Ron's like,
ugh. Right. And there's no actual voices either. So in the cutscenes where they're referencing parts of the movie,
and then like text.
No text. It's just like the Lego version of their characters.
It's like
just
emotions.
They couldn't license the voices.
They licensed the music.
Okay. That's when there's Umbridge, the lady in all pink, and she's like, and then Harry's like, and Hermione's like, ah.
That's all they do.
So there's
no voices.
They make sound effects. If you don't know Harry Potter, if you haven't seen the movies, you don't know which order to go in. Like, I remembered the movies and the books and stuff. So when we were doing this one mission, I was like, well, we gotta get the apartments to split in half so we can go into Sirius's house.
Yeah.
But, like, if you didn't know, you'd just be fucking standing there going, it took there's a building.
We were just shooting all over the building.
You had to switch characters to be Moody, and then Moody had to bang his staff on the ground, and then the building opened.
Yeah, how would you?
Yeah.
It was really. Yeah.
I didn't have to play a hard mode or something.
No. Like, this is a kid's game too. On top of it, so it's like it's so confusing.
Yeah, we're having fun though. Still.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, that's happening. Like,
we played today a little bit, and we're just running around this classroom. And Kevin's like, we gotta leave, but we can't leave. Like, if you're locked in.
Oh, okay. Time is
it? Okay.
No.
See that?
And,
that's why you just use, you know, the bombada and blow away the door and you call it a day.
And we tried. There are large, like, locks, so you have to, like, get the key and...
Oh, yeah, and then there's, like, things that you can't get into.
So you have to send your pet.
Your pet, but you can't...
Yeah. How is this not one of those games where it's, like, the worst video game ever? How would you have known to ever
They do have small prompts where it's, like, you can't... Yeah. You have to send a pet
in. Yeah, if you get close enough to something, sometimes it'll pop up.
But you have to have a character that has a pet.
Yeah, so you have to unlock a character. So, there are things you have to go back in the game to replay.
Yeah, you can't,
just because they haven't unlocked anything.
There's stuff you can't do with the characters that you're... Because you can switch characters all the time. If they're around, you can switch to be them. So there's stuff you can't do because you don't have, like, what you're supposed to have. So then you have to leave it. You just have to go.
Leave the character there.
You have to just leave the area because you can't do it.
Oh, okay.
And it's really annoying.
Wait, it's like a free roam kind of
thing? There's a free play later that you have to go back and do, I think. And so it's really annoying because it's like, oh, you need a pet. But neither of these two characters you're playing as has a pet, and there's no other characters around. So you gotta go because there's nothing else to do.
Right.
So you have to go. You have to think about it and go back with the character that has a pet. And go do it.
Man, this is Return.
No, I mean, it's fun.
It's not bad.
We're complaining about it, but it's fun.
Once we figure it out, it's not too bad, but it's tough. I'll say that much.
It really makes you think. And I'm thinking, like, I bet a kid would be way better at that because they're way more creative.
We'll just build this.
Because there's, like, actual Lego pieces that you, like, stack.
Yeah, gotcha. So you can put stuff together. Yeah.
Do you remember Lego Island? Remember that game we used to have a long time ago?
No.
It was such a fun game.
Oh. And, you know, Putt-Putts, Pajama Sam, Freddy Fish, all that's on sale right now.
Oh, my God.
It's like 50% off.
We were watching Game Grumps play Freddy Fish. It was pretty boring.
Who's the bear one? BJ Bear?
What? The what?
The bear one. It's like a birthday bear. You, like, run around. Anyways, it's based on another one of the Putt-Putt games kind of things.
I don't remember the bear one. All
right, anyways.
You want to play the Aladdin computer game? Because I had that.
We had Putt-Putt games.
Yep, Freddy Fish. Pajama Sam.
That was a very good game. I like Pajama Sam.
Yeah.
Also, a kitty update.
Kitty.
She's much more comfortable around the apartment now.
It's been 2 weeks now, right?
Third week. I think second week.
You got 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So this is the third weekend.
Yeah.
And she's like walking on my bed and stuff. Like, at nighttime, like, I'll be like laying around and I'll like roll over to sleep, you know, because I roll my right. I hear a pop, pop, pop on the bed. Then like the first time she did that, I was like, what's that noise? I was like, oh, whatever. And I was left alone. Then I heard a pop, pop. I was like, what? What is
this? Did she cozy up?
No, she was just standing there. Like, she'd like right by. She'd be like on my back, you know, standing to my back, and I like rolled around for a second. Like, oh, the fuck was that? Because I have a memory foam bed, so I'm like, I can't hear it, or I can't feel it coming. And then I hear, pop.
Yeah.
And then hear a little, like, you know, like, is she clawing the bed and like, you know, into the fabric? I'm like, oh, what the fuck's that? But now, yeah, every night she, like, walks up, cuddles with me for a little bit, and then, like, I'll just, like, ignore her because I'm trying to sleep, and she, like, gets up and just, like, stands there for a little bit, walks on top of me for a second, and then just walks off the bed. Like,
she's investigating.
She can't walk. She can't turn around
to
leave.
No. She has to walk on you and then stand really hard on you for some reason. Like, their bony, like, feet stand really in the worst position, like, in the most painful spot.
Directly on your bone.
And they'll stare at you. They'll just look at you. And then you'll open your eyes, and you'll just look back, and they'll just be like, okay, bye.
Yeah, exactly. she always meows at me whenever I do that. Like, last night I tried to, like, trap her in my bed. Like, she was, like, snuggling up. Like, she's, like, snuggling up to my butt. She's like, okay, well, I'll throw the blanket over her, you know, so it must be warm. And then she twitched a little bit. She's like, meh. And then she stayed up, like, 2 seconds, and then she's like, all right, fuck this. And then just, like, walked out.
Yeah, I don't know any. I mean, some cats like blankets over them, but yeah. I don't know.
She's just getting comfy, though.
What do you want? Babysat a cat for a couple months, and it would just like to, it would love to get on her chest, and then it would purr so hardcore to start drooling. It'd be like, I'm so happy.
Was it trying to make oh, yeah, you know, knead the dough on you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then
it was called making biscuits or something like that?
I don't know.
I called her Momo.
No, kneading dough. No,
I call it kneading the dough.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
It's worse when you use a claw and they go, like, they claw you just a little bit, you feel it.
They do. I mean, that's what they do when they knead. It's like their claws stick out just a little bit.
Yeah. Doesn't that hurt the mama cat?
No,
that's how they get the nip-nips out.
Push, push, push.
Yeah. Isn't that what it is? I thought it was, that's how they get food.
Did you read about the cat that was raising the ducks?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Cute. Was supposedly the ducks were nursing on the cat, and then people on Reddit were like, bullshit.
Yeah, impossible. But this cat adopted, like,
four
ducks.
They were like, how does a duck, like, nurse, like,
right?
The
ducks eat milk, drink milk, whatever.
I don't know, do they?
I don't know, nutrients?
I never looked up what ducklings eat when they're young.
Yeah, what do they eat?
Like seeds, shit.
Other ducks.
Simple stuff. Grass, boring stuff.
Yeah.
Other ducks. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll put that link in. I mean, it's pretty adorable.
Yeah, because it's an Imgur album. Yeah. It's pretty cute. And
Imgur. Now, well, people are calling out OP because he typed chicken into the title or into one of the.
Oh, well, people were like, chicken. He's like, sorry, my bad. It's not his ducks.
Okay.
He said it was on a British show. He's like, it's on BBC, and then he linked to the video.
Oh, okay, that's a lot.
So OP did deliver somewhat.
Damn it, I thought it was your ducks, and then I was like, I don't know. Why would everybody
because the pictures looked like they were just like taken in someone. You know, it's not very nice pictures.
Right.
So, yeah. So but it's pretty, if cats. You want, if you're feeling kind of sad, it's pretty cute.
Pretty adorable.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. I think we're getting close.
Really?
I've lost track of time because I didn't bring my phone onto this podcast. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Let's
try to wrap up before we go too long.
I don't know
either.
I have
a rough idea. I think we're a little under right now, but I think we're pretty much.
My dad texted me 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
Does that give you any?
Yeah,
any?
Yeah. Right. Okay, we're good then.
Okay.
I think we're done.
So
we're
going
to eat dinner.
I know. I wanted to ask you something. So you wanted to make the podcast a little longer?
I was thinking about it.
So we were thinking about maybe 45 minutes. I mean, right now we're hitting about 35 is the
30
average.
30 to 35, yeah.
Sure.
And 30 was our goal, but we go over, which is fine.
Yeah,
as we do.
But most podcasts that we personally look at are an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And that's like, right now that's way too long for us. Like, we're like, how do people talk for an hour and a half?
Well, I think...
Nonstop.
I think we actually were more open about our topics. We probably could. I mean,
yeah, we do think about that.
We try.
Somewhat.
We try to. I think we're too constrained on cosplay, and I think, you know, there's not cosplay stuff every week necessarily. I mean, there is some stuff, but it's not worth it to like talk about it. You know, it's like, oh, there's a con. Okay, that's fun.
So maybe we should split the cosplay off into another podcast. This Week in Cosplay.
It's
and
just,
then have,
no, because we used to have a show called This Week in Cosplay, and it went kaput. But, no, I mean, I think our listeners are more open to us not fully, completely talking about cosplay.
Okay,
it's just like a hint of cosplay, you know, some cosplay with just daily shit that we see.
That's what most podcasts seem to be.
Yeah, because it's hard. I mean, at first our focus was like it has to be cosplay like the whole time, and then as we go on, it's like okay, that's impossible.
Yeah,
you
okay.
know, I mean,
that's fine.
We talk about other stuff, and
So we'll catch up with E3 though, and we'll talk about that as well. And like,
E3 happened a couple.
Last two days.
Is that the one you're interested in? Have you seen that?
No, Firewatch.
It's like
no.
It's a video game, and you're just talking to this person over the radio the whole time. and you have to go do stuff and you report it.
Oh, he's telling what to do. He's like, go here, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay.
Yeah, she's like, you like report stuff. You're like, I found this. And she's like, oh, and she reacts to it. The whole game is like talking. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's really, I think it looks really good. I really
Kevin watched
like
a 20-minute preview of it.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Looks good.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, let us know what you think, I guess, yeah. Right?
I mean, we're probably just going to do it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't know. But, I mean, do you think 45 minutes would be...
45 minutes is fine.
It's got We're just moving it up.
The hardest part is finding content to talk about.
Well, I think we can open it more.
I think we're getting used to being on the... Like, at first, the podcast was hard because it was like, I'm talking.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know. But I think we're getting more used to it in a way.
All right. Whatever.
I don't know. We're on our 22nd episode, guys.
Yeah.
Come on. It's like almost half a year.
Isn't that crazy? I know. And I'm so glad that I've moved so much close to you guys and we still only hang out once a month, once a week.
Yeah.
At most, once a week.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know. Seattle is difficult.
Yeah, the traffic
is not
friendly.
A lot.
Yeah.
And like the bus doesn't go directly from here to there.
You have the worst possible bus location. Like one bus comes up here and it's
it's the 3 and the 4.
That's okay, two one bus. That is literally one bus. It's the same.
No, it splits off later.
See, okay, at least I have the tunnel station. I can just like boop boop and just like
that's going away. You know that.
I know, but it's going to go up. It's going to go above
ground.
Sorry,
okay, we're getting too local.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. Thank you for joining us for the 22nd episode.
Wait, where are we going to eat for dinner? Where are we going to
get? We'll get curry in a little bit, I think.
Curry?
I don't know. Yes.
I'm feeling
anyway,
it. Anyway, 22nd
episode.
Tea.
Tune in next week. Thanks to our sponsors, Pinky Paradise, EliteCosplay.com. Pinky Paradise.
Wow.
EliteCosplay.com/Pinky Paradise.
Yes.
We hope you can hear us this week. Yes. Okay.
www.
Goodbye. Bye.
Bye.